Sportsnet 650.
Whitecaps also announcing that their training camp is going to have them in California, in Hawaii. With that in mind, Russell, was that probably the key reason why you stayed here? Because you don't have to go to the rain in Wales?
I don't think that's the key reason why I stayed, but it'll certainly be nice.
Yeah, I want to make sure no stone is left unturned. They announced that you're signed, and then, 50 minutes later, they're telling us that you're going to Hawaii, Nevada, and California, and I'm going, what did you, set up training camp for them so you can wear the shades, walk around, and be cool?
I may have had some say in the designing of preseason this year, because it'll be a lot nicer to get some sunshine rather than torrential downpour.
Well, we say congratulations to you on this deal. You have been with this team and this city since you were a teenager. Listen, negotiations can't be smooth. A lot of people were upset when they saw all the names and all the options that the Whitecaps had declined. Did you mentally have to be prepared to look for work elsewhere in Major League Soccer?
You know what? I think it's always a possibility, but it's one I've never really thought too much about. I trust this organization. I trust in the plan that they have for me. And, I trust in my quality. So, like you said, in negotiation, sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes, it's not a smooth transition. But the way that this negotiation went, the way that the contract turned out, I couldn't be more happy. And you know what? Staying in Vancouver, in a city that I love, and being able to play soccer for a living, I consider myself very lucky.
Russell, you're originally from Ontario, but you came out here when you're quite young. What does this city now mean to you?
Like I just alluded to, it's home for me. And I think that's the biggest and most special thing I can say is that a city that kind of took me in as one of their own when I was 15 years old, I now call my home. And, by the end of this contract, give or take a few years, I'll have lived exactly half my life here. So, like I said, I bought my apartment in Vancouver. I bought my first home in Vancouver, and I do consider it home. And I'll eventually have a house here. So I'll always hold Vancouver in a special place in my heart.
What will the challenge be for you? I mean, how different do you think this team will look? You will be one of the constants, but we won't see David Ostedt. Likely won't see Jordan Harvey. How different will it be? And will this be the most change that you have dealt with as far as teammates in your 7 years here?
You know what? The amount of players that have come in and out and friends of mine, that has probably been the most difficult thing is when guys that are on your team that, you consider your brothers leave. And it's not easy. So I have seen a lot of change in these 7 years. And, like you said, you mentioned a couple of names. You might see even more change coming into next season. But that's just the nature of the business. Guys move on for other reasons, for other opportunity. But like I said, I consider myself very fortunate to kind of still be in Vancouver and write the next chapter in Vancouver.
You want to play. No pro athlete doesn't want to play. The midfield has been kind of a little bit of a constant change and revolving door there with experienced guys. You wouldn't have signed this deal unless you said, I've got to be on this team. I'm going to fight to be a starting 11. What do you think you have to do as a player to get into Robbo's fixture of saying, he's got to be one of the guys they throw down?
Well, that was one of the conversations that we had coming into negotiations. I'm talking about a decade of time that I've spent here, and I'm only 24 years old. And I know it's not the youngest, but it's definitely not old. So I do have experience under my belt. I have close to 150 games, and, if you want to talk about experience, I have it. For me, going into next year, I'm not looking to be a guy that comes off the bench or, is kind of just waiting for his time, because I have done my time and I am ready. I'm ready for the responsibility. So you asked me what I need to do to get into the team. That'll be something that I'll need to discuss with the manager and find out exactly what he needs me to do to make sure I'm a staple in his system and a staple in his starting 11. That is my goal, is to play more games, is to be the go-to guy in the midfield and to be a starter for him all season long.
Like you said, you're 24 years old. That's by no means an old man in any sport, but you've been with this team since 2011. Do you see your role as a bit of a mentor to younger guys like Alphonso Davies as well? Has that role changed for you in the last few years?
I think that kind of happened by chance. We were rooming together because we both went away with the national team for the Gold Cup, and I watched him, and I watched, it was kind of a neat experience for me to watch him and how he played in that Gold Cup, and he was flying. You know, he won a couple awards coming out of that tournament, and he was just exciting to watch. So I don't know if I'm his mentor. I just consider him my friend. I think he'll say the same thing. But in friendships, you learn a lot about each other. And, you know, I think he's got, like I've said about myself for next season and the team, that there's a lot more to come. I think there's a lot more to come from him. And I think next year, not only for him, but for, I think for myself, is going to be a breakout, maybe in different ways, but a breakout year for both of us.
I know you always have an eye on the future and what you will do in this city. You know, you're into the real estate and stuff. Will you have an interest, or have you been a part of your Major League Soccer Player Association? I know last year was all about contracts and stuff. Do you have an interest in that?
You know what, I took some interest in that quite early on in my career. I think in the second year, there was guys like John Thorington who kind of opened my eyes to the MLS and to the collective bargaining agreement and all that. And I took interest in it. But for me, you know, it's not that I don't want any distractions, because there are very good distractions. And I would kind of mention the Hope and Health organization, Covenant House, the BC Children's Hospital, charities that you can dedicate your time to and feel that you're really making a difference and influence the next generation of youth, you know, and give someone that they can look up to and do things that matter for your community. Because like I said, this city that I've lived in has given me so much. So I need to dedicate my time to give back to this community, to this city, and you know, for this club.
You don't have to agree with me, because I love this league. I've been around this team. It's really stupid that they're still playing soccer right now. I mean, we got to wait till Saturday. Do the players think this season's too long?
You know, I've had this conversation with my dad, actually. If, you know, the playoffs, it kind of is extended, you know, because you watch some unbelievable games and you watch these teams and they're grinding out performances. I think as a fan of the game, I can't wait to see the next game. As a player being in it, you know, I wish I was playing in the final. So, you know, yeah.
But Russ, you could play in the finals like at Halloween. Like, is it that much of a big deal that you could play, you know, some Saturdays and Wednesdays in June and July, so we could finish this thing in October?
I would love to celebrate Halloween, though. So you can try and take Halloween away from me?
No, because only if it's on a Sunday. Like, you play Saturday. How good would it be if Saturday you win an NLS Cup and it's Saturday night for Halloween?
Can you imagine that? That would be fun. But no, I agree with you. I think they're, you know, that's something I think it's above my head to even kind of talk about. But, you know, whether the season's 8 months, 9 months, 12 months, if that's what it takes to be an MLS championship, MLS final, I'm doing it.
Listen, most conversations you and I have are above your head, but that's okay.
Whoa, offside, Perry. Come on.
A joke.
Russell, we've looked at, you know, the final that's coming up this weekend. It's Seattle versus Toronto. A lot of Vancouver fans are not going to be happy with that final just based on being Whitecaps fans. How does a player like you, who's, you know, you've had your battles with Clint Dempsey and you've had your battles with TFC, where do you stand on that matchup this weekend?
You know, it's interesting. It's obviously a rematch. But I look at it and those are two of our biggest rivals. And on any given day, I think we as a club can beat both of those teams. And we've showed that this season that, you know, we can compete with both. And there's just a fine line between us and them. And, you know, for me, it's hard to swallow, because you realize how close we are. And that could very well be us in the final. So I'm actually going home today. I'm on my way to the airport. And I'm going to be in Niagara Falls. And I'll be very close to Toronto for the final. And I was asked if I was going to the final. And I'll stick to this. I'm not going to an MLS final unless I'm playing in it. So it's a tough one for me to swallow to kind of watch it again, but I will watch it. I just won't be there, because I'll wait till I'm in an MLS final to do that one.
Hey, have a great visit then. Are you staying there for the holidays?
No, this is just a quick visit. Kind of just celebrating the contract with my parents and my family, and I'll only be there for about 4 or 5 days. Then I'm going to come back out here. And there's a couple of plans to do some work with Hope and Health on the island and a couple other things I have before the holidays. So I'll head back home to Niagara Falls again on the 23rd.
All right. Well, thanks for this, pal. Congratulations on it. It's good to have a familiar face still with this team through all the changes and all the hard work you've put in. So have a great visit back home, and we will talk again. Thanks for the time.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it. Take care.
Sportsnet 650.